Good evening. This is Radio. Good evening. This is Susie Robinson, a contributor and member of Missing Pages in History. We would like to welcome you. And as we begin our show this evening, we would like to have one of our contributors, analyst and historian, Mr. Emmanuel Joyner, speak to you briefly.
Good afternoon. Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'd like to just embrace you a little bit with some of the things we're going to do 2017. I think we go into a digital format. That way we can probably talk more and interact between each other a lot, interchange and have graphics. I want you please, everybody, to come in 2017 and get a lot of history, a lot of history that has not been told, and mainly missing pages of history that are not there. It's going to be a disenfranchisement after the Reconstruction era. That's going to be very interesting. Well, this is going to tell you exactly what's happening today, all the rules and things that were made during that particular time up to 2016. I also like to challenge everyone and challenge your friends, your neighbors, your internet as far as snapshot concern, as far as Facebook, all the media do you have out there that we use to communicate. So on everybody, to we have the same thing at our, you know, at our place as far as blog talk, as also as far as all these things into play. So we need you to please to go to our website and go into our every other week, you know, broadcast our radio program, and we'll give you that schedule, and we'll give you a schedule of topics that we'll be talking about. So basically, you don't listen to the program, always go to 818-337-0016. Or you go online to our archives for past programs, and we're talking about that particular how to get there online is www.blogtalkradio.com, Missing Pages of History Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization. We are 501c3. We're also tax exempt. So to support us, we need a lot of support. So send contributions to MPH Incorporated, P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia, 23261. I want to thank you for joining us next year, and we're going to have some topics, like I say, what I just gave you, and we're going to do something very unique. President-elect Donald Trump. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. He's accused of raping a 13-year-old, which is a pedophile. Why have the media covered this? I'm going to give you the reason why this is covered. We're going to start off by the witness. Also, we're going to do a topic on why the new child rape case filed against Donald Trump should not be ignored. So we're going to talk about this. And also we're going to talk about, again, the civil suit against Donald Trump allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl. Why was dismissed in California in 2016 and refiled in New York in June of 2016? And dropped again in November 2016. So why is this happening? So we're going to get involved in that. If I can say again, this is a major, major scandal. And again, we're going to talk about that the month of January and February. We basically going to talk about Mr. Trump because, again, President Obama, he got harassed the whole time, been 8 years being harassed as president. So we're not going to pull back on this president. We know what he's about. You know, he's a con artist. You know, he's a rapist. You know that. Raped his wife also. We're going to get him where he needs to be got. So we're going to make sure. I'm against this GOP nominee. Now he's president-elect. And again, we're going to look at this real hard and why it wasn't a scandal. Why was it ignored? But again, we got to cover this story. And we're going to cover it, and then we can't cover it no more. So this has to come up. And again, why did it ignore it, why I got suppressed, I will tell you why. We're digging into it now, and we'll find out why it got suppressed. It's still going to come up again. I think it's on this court document again. But again, it got knocked down again in November. So soon he get in office, this is going to be, I want everybody to post it. We're going to keep it going. Just like he kept Bertha going. Our president. He's just going on him. Because right now he thinks he's a dictator. He thinks he's a president already. We're going to show him something. We're going to show this con artist, this snake oil guy, exactly.
So everybody, okay.
Everybody stay tuned for this. Okay, back to you, host.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Joyner. Basically, I'm giving the audience history, where they'll get history in the coming years, dealing with certain items from MPH. And in a few minutes, I'd like to introduce Miss Lisi Robinson, who's also a contributor and member of MPH, which he'll be doing our final quarterly raffle for this year. Out of Haywood's Barbershop. Miss Lee?
Yes, thank you. We'd like to say hello to everyone. We'd like to thank all of our friends and supporters of Plan Givers for helping our quarterly fundraisers drives to be successful. Well, we're doing our last one for the closing deal, which will be today, which is coming up right now. We have, first and foremost, we have a dear supporter from the floor. He's well known in the community. He does many positive things in the community. I just want to introduce him as Brother Haywood. And we'd like for him to come in and say a few words in terms of the mental work he does and why he supports the pigs. Brother Haywood, welcome to Mr. Patriot History.
Hello, everyone. Congratulations on the whole organization and supporting. He has really been a stepping stone to the community. He's always informing and enlightening everyone that what needs to be done. I wish he's done for you and give a basic understanding how we can go forward. So, for me to be on here just to give a word of encouragement and have everyone else here.
Okay, we'd like to thank Brother Haywood for his support. And now what we're going to do right now, we're going to get started with fundraising record drawing, closing for this year. We can start as always with 35, which is a $50 cash prize. We have a draw, you can draw the 35. Her name is?
Fiana.
So draw the 35. Fiana, please come up to okay? And $50. Jimmy Henderson, I'm listening with you. That was a gift, Jimmy, sir. A gift for Jimmy. You want a $35 cash prize. Now, we look at 2 Kings 5:20. Can you hear me for that? Young lady, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Dominique.
Okay. Yeah, Dominique, we're going to draw the 2 Kings 5. Dominique, open up the gate and give us the 2 Kings 5.
Now, what's the name of that?
Second place winner, Willie Gardner. He has second place winner from all of Virginia. And last but not least, for third place winner, we have Henry Jones. No, we have.
You draw it again.
Not clear.
Yeah.
We have Joe. We can't quite get that last name. AMORCHEKAM. Chicken number. 57 out of North Carolina. Graduated Joe, third state prize. So we'd like to thank all of our participants and supporters for joining and supporting our fundraisers. Our next one will be in February on the 26th. And like always, remember, to find out more information about MPH, please go to our website at www.mphinc.org. And we now turn this program back over to the show to our host, Susie. Again, congratulations to the first place prize, and Brother Joe, through our second place prize, and Brother Andrelli, and through our third place prize, Mr. Jimmy Henderson. We thank everyone for their support, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the year 2013.
Wow. Well, you won $500, girl.
I won $500.
Yeah, you won $500.
Okay, well, I'd like to also congratulate the winners.
Joe is one winner, right?
Yes, for North Carolina. I'll go back over it. Yes. Okay, because I have to wait. We are going to continue the drawing is over for the end of this year, and I'd like to once again thank all our supporters and also congratulate the winners, the one from North Carolina, and there's two from Richmond, Virginia, second and third place prize. And on that note, I'd just remind everybody what MPH mission statement is building strong communities through communications. The primary objective of Missing Pages of History is to operate a successful nonprofit community development corporation whose function is to create numerous employment opportunities and services for underserved communities, addressing social inequalities and disparities that undermine human growth and development in areas of social and economic development, which are concerns of importance. And once again, on that note, I'd just like to remind you for the coming year, we'll be having our quarterly raffle drawings, and we have an ongoing MPH t-shirt sale. You can go online, or either you can get in contact with one of our members, which could be Mr. Joyner, Susie, or Lee. And also, we have an ongoing MPH TV show. And naturally, you can join us with blog, which we'll have programs every other week. Once again, I'd like to thank you and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.